Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
If you're ever stuck and unable to get to the next level or feel like something is holding you back from getting your restaurant to the next level, motivation is great, but it takes three things to stay motivated over a long period of time. I'm gonna share with you what those are in this next video, video one in a three-part video series on motivation and how to get what you want out of your restaurant. Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromfin. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of both therestaurantboss.com as well as clickbacon.com. And this is the first video in a three-part motivation series because as we're coming toward the end of the year, it's great to go out and get motivated. It's great to feel really good about this new year coming, but what does it take to sustain that momentum through a long period of time to get the results that we want? I'm going to share that with you over these next three videos. And here in video one, we're going to talk about that first part for long-term sustained motivation. And that first part is belief. But here's the thing about belief. We don't really believe we can do it until we believe we can do it. And I know that sounds a little strange, but I'm going to share with you two stories that I think are going to really help you grasp onto this idea. The first is of a gentleman named Roger Bannister. Now, Roger Bannister was a long-distance runner, one of the best in the world in the mid-50s. And at that point, when he was running, nobody had ever broken a four-minute mile. Nobody had ever run a sub-four-minute mile. People were coming in at 4 minutes, 3 seconds, 4 minutes, 2 seconds, 4 minutes, 6 seconds. And it was just becoming this common belief that it was scientifically impossible. The human body could not run that fast. The legs could not run that fast for that period of time to sustain the energy needed to do a sub-4-minute mile. And then all of a sudden, Roger Bannister broke 4 minutes. He did 3 minutes 56, I think it was. Now, the crazy part about this is not that he broke the sub-4-minute mile. There's been a few hundred people who've done it since him. The crazy part is that there were 6 or 7 people that were getting very close about the same time as he was. For all of eternity, no one had ever run a 4-minute mile, sub-4 minutes. It was scientifically believed that it was humanly impossible. And then Roger Bannister did it, and 6 people did it within a few weeks after that. Now, how is that possible? How is it possible that no one could do it, one person did it, then that many people did it? Well, it's belief, because the scientists were saying it couldn't be done, so everyone believed it couldn't be done. But once they saw it could be done, they then believed it could be done. Now, I want to tell you a different story that's going to relate back to your restaurant. It was a story that happened in a restaurant that I was operating. I had an opener, a very responsible, good guy that would come in and open the restaurant. And it was taking him about 5 hours to get the restaurant open. We did a lot of scratch cooking and we were kind of a market deli. So we had to have everything ready in the cases, hot and cold. About 14 salads had to be made or retossed, and we had about 8 or 9 hot items that all had to be made fresh every morning. The restaurant was pretty easy to handle the kitchen after we got open, but there was a big push to that. Well, one day this gentleman calls out sick in the morning, and I had catering that night. I remember the day very, very vividly. But anyways, I had to come in and do the opening work, and I came in at the same scheduled time he did, I think 5 a.m., and I got the work done in like 3 hours. It was taking him 5 hours. I got it done in like 3 hours. And I was like, well, that's weird. So then I called him up and he's like, there's no way. You had to have forgotten something or you were so well prepped. There's no way. And I said, well, let's do it together tomorrow. And so we did it together. And then he's like, well, no. That's because we were doing it together. I said, fine. Then I'm going to come in another day and you're going to stand in the corner and watch. And that's what he did. He didn't lift a finger. He stood in the corner and watched me do it in 3 hours. And then he was like, oh my God, it can be done. So then he started asking me the questions. And then I retrained him on how I did it, and then he was able to do it, and it saved us a couple hours a day. Now, the point of that is that he didn't believe it could be done until I did it. And then once I did it, he believed it could be done and wanted to learn how. So the first step for long-term motivation is when you get excited about something, when you go to a seminar, when you read a book, when you watch one of my videos, and you hear a story of success, or you get excited about success yourself, you get motivated. Step number one is to believe it can be done. And if you don't believe it can be done, go out and find others who have done it. If your restaurant is struggling right now and you know that there should be more successful, but sometimes you maybe question it. You say things like, maybe it's my location or it's the economy or it's whatever. Go out and find someone who took a restaurant from stress, struggle, and overwhelm to money, freedom, and joy. So that way, interview them, call them, ask them questions, so then you can start to believe that it can be done. I really hope you enjoyed this video about the first step in motivation. There'll be two more videos to follow this, so if you're watching this later, not like right when I release it, look below the video for the next videos. Also, I'm coming out with a series, with a course, I guess we can say, kind of a higher end course. I'm going to be looking for a select group of people, maybe about 12 to 15 people to work with for the beginning of 2018. And below this video will be a spot where you can register to get on that early bird list, to get your first spot, and then also to get some extra bonuses. Now, all you have to do is just put your name and email address to get onto that early bird list. And then over the next month or so, I'll send you more information about that. But this program is going to be called Your Most Profitable Year Ever. And trust me, if you're looking for some help, if you believe that 2018 is your year, get your name on that list below for Your Most Profitable Year Ever, and I'll send you more information as we have it available. I hope you enjoyed this week's video, and I look forward to bringing you step number two next week. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep.
No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort. And you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.